USA News, I'm Corey Myers. More stunning information coming out about Brian Koberger, the suspect arrested in the Idaho College murders. He apparently applied to be a police officer.
Brian Koberger submitted his application to the department at some point during the fall. That's according to a newly released probable cause affidavit. He applied during the fall semester when he took his first semester classes at Washington State University after graduating from DeSales University in Pennsylvania. Koberger also worked as a teaching assistant at Washington State and lived in Pullum, which is just miles away from the crime scene in Moscow, Idaho. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Representative Kevin McCarthy has been elected House Speaker. This after multiple days of negotiations, 15 rounds of voting, and a confrontation between McCarthy and Representative Matt Gaetz, who was very vocal about his position on McCarthy not getting elected.
You only earn the position of Speaker of the House if you can get the votes. Mr. McCarthy doesn't have the votes today. He will not have the votes tomorrow, and he will not have the votes next week, next month, next year.
Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin is breathing on his own, chatting on FaceTime to his teammates just 4 days after his on-field cardiac arrest. He told his teammates, "Love you, boys," and made a heart with his hands, something he's known for.
He's just got some staple things that they know him for and that he does. And he made the heart symbol probably more than anything. And then he gave him a thumbs up.
Doctors saying his recovery continues to progress remarkably. There was no jackpot winner in last night's Mega Millions drawing worth approximately $940 million. That means the Mega Millions drawing this Tuesday will have a grand prize of $1.1 billion. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can lend my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The U.S. sending more aid to Ukraine.
Today, the United States will demonstrate our continued enduring commitment to Ukraine's ability to defend itself with the announcement of over $3 billion in new military assistance to Ukraine.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that Washington will provide Ukraine with Bradley infantry fighting vehicles, self-propelled howitzers, armored personal carriers, surface-to-air missiles, ammunition, and other items. While rumors and signs of a recession swirl, the jobs market seems to be looking up.
We've seen some inflationary pressures come down this past year, and we need to continue that momentum moving into 2023.
Actor Jeremy Renner, who was hurt in a snowplow accident on New Year's Day in Utah, hit up social media to update fans on his recovery. Renner, best known for his role in the Marvel Cinematic Universe as Hawkeye, hit up his Instagram story to thank the hospital staff that's been taking care of him. He also posted a picture of himself looking pretty banged up, the actor sustaining his injuries from the massive snowplow he was using as he was attempting to help a family member get their car unstuck from the estimated 3 feet of snowfall from the night before. No word on whether he is expected to make a full recovery or not. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
love. Just like full time, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapters, a new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!